Today on Real Life Radio.
As a male and a female, we are different. And I love the difference. I don't know about you. If anybody doesn't celebrate the difference, what's wrong with you? Seriously. This is how God made the world. And a woman has certain strengths and weaknesses. A man has certain strengths and weaknesses. And God in his genius brings them together so that the one person that they become is a wonderful representation of what God wants for that marriage and for that family.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible.
Hey, Pastor Jack here. I want to give you guys a quick update on what's going on in Southern California in wake of the devastating and forever life-altering fires that have ravaged the Southland. Things have never been like this before. And I mean that where a fire has never been seen like this before, where the sky was aflame and the winds were blowing 80, 90 miles an hour. Flames and fire horizontally has devastated homes by the tens of thousands, and there's over 150,000 people without a home. And I say all that, my friends, to encourage you to consider this. Please, please consider giving to the Samaritan's Purse organization. Franklin Graham, we're working with them. We're on the grounds here in our own neighborhood, so to speak, of Los Angeles, Malibu, the Palisades, Eaton Canyon, Altadena, areas of Pasadena, and it is overwhelmingly epic. I promise you this, give what you can to SamaritansPurse.org. SamaritansPurse.org. Go there and send support to them regarding the Southern California fires. Please do not send us any of your money. Do not send it to Real Life. Do not send it to Real Radio. Please send it direct. Your contribution is a 501c3 tax deductible contribution to the right people. Samaritan's Purse, and you can go to SamaritansPurse.org. Thank you very much.
On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack now continues with his series called Anchored, a study in 1 Peter, and a message titled, When God Gets a Hold of Your Marriage, Part 4. Now, the Apostle Peter was a disciple of Jesus Christ who later on became the leader of the first church, and he shares with us how the beauty of a Christian woman is second to none. You see, a woman of God actually has a divine attractiveness. Many Christian women today, however, are either insecure or intimidated by the world's standards of beauty. But what's hidden in a woman's heart and the loveliness of her gentle and quiet spirit is really what's precious to God. So today, Pastor Jack teaches us that we've really got to celebrate the differences between a man and a woman, especially in marriage. They both have certain strengths and weaknesses, and God, in His creativity, brings them together as one. Now with his message called, When God Gets a Hold of Your Marriage, Part 4, here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
It's an unfortunate thing when women are mesmerized by this thing that we call glamorous. And so the word glamour, which is one of the Greek words that come out of into the, makes its debut in English, believe it or not, among the Scots, the early Scottish people. And the word glamour, did you know this? The word glamour or glamorous means to cast a spell. To cast a spell. Glamorous is to cast a spell. Yes, that's exactly. Listen, when she looks at you and she's... What is she doing? She's spell casting. When she acts a certain way and she the way that she moves, I don't quite know how to do it, but she sits a certain way and... And the way she, you know this hair thing? Just, what is that? She's being glamorous. What is that? She's casting a spell. She's spell casting, according to the word glamorous. What does it mean? This is what I like. This is what it means. It means to be mysterious in the light. It means to be moonstruck or lightstruck in the moment. This is funny. You guys, we are such suckers for this. Watch this. It means, and none of us would say, I'm glamorous. Oh, I have found out in studying this Bible, we are all glamorous. And I'll prove it to you. When somebody takes a photograph, when somebody takes a picture, okay, let's group photo, or selfie, let's do a selfie. Listen, when they show it to you, who's the first person you look at? You're glamorous. That's what it means. Ooh, how do I look? Do I look okay? Shoot, let's take it over. You know when the picture has failed, when someone says, by the way, they've never said, I look great in that photo, but you don't, so let's take it over so you look really good. No, they don't. They say, I don't care how you look, I look good, let's post that one. Why? You're glamorous. It's this question, how do I look in the light, in the moment, right now? Take it. It's a temptation. And it feeds and fuels the pride. Why? Because we are carnally minded and we have to fight that by way of the Spirit. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6, this is a great, great passage. 1 Timothy 6, verse 6 through 10. Now, godliness with contentment is great wealth or great gain. In other words, be satisfied. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we'll carry nothing out. Having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition. Does that not, that describes our world, does it not? For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some, having strayed from the faith in their greediness, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Wow, that's powerful stuff. Look at verse 4. Here, verse 4 in 1 Peter 3, verse 4. Rather, let them be, or let it be, those things, be the hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. What is this hidden person of the heart? What are we talking about here? Well, first of all, the word hidden, listen to this. The word means that which is inside, that which is under, the hidden or the out of view person of who you are. The hidden, look, you're looking at me, this is not me. I'm looking at you, that's not you. You're looking at the facade of me, I'm looking at the facade of you. What is that facade? Our skin. You might, I don't mean this, but I'm going to exaggerate this. Oh, what a nice person. How do you know? They have a nice suit on. Oh, what a nice woman she must be. Why do you say it? You know her? No, I don't know her, but she's dressed so nice. That's an illogical statement. You have no idea if she's nice or if he's nice based upon what they wear. How will you know? You've got to get under the skin, not behind the clothes. That's more deception. You've got to get under the skin. How do you do that? You go from the physical realm into the soul realm, into the spirit realm of who is she? Who is he? You know the old saying, by the way, it comes from this word, by the way. It comes from this very word, kryptos in Greek. It means this statement. Beauty is only skin deep. It's an ancient proverb that comes from that Greek word. Beauty skin deep. You'll never know if there's true beauty unless you get under the skin and find out who the person is. It means to find out who the hidden person really is. It means to find out who their actual person is. Listen, Dr. Warren Wiersbe writes about when he does premarital counseling. This is awesome. He says, I hand a piece of paper to the future wife and the future husband. And he says to them both, instantly, he says, both of you, another side of the table, I want you to write down the things that you know that your future or your future wife loves and wants and desires. And he says, without hesitation, the wife starts writing. She says this about him. He wants this, he wants that, he wants the other thing, he wants this, and he wants this. And he goes, all that's going on while the man on the other side is going, waiting, pondering, hesitating. Why is this true? Listen, it matters to our study today because women are built in such a way that they go for the deeper things, the things that last. Men have a tendency, this is a general statement, it's the propensity, men have a tendency to be more shallow regarding deeper things. It's the way that we are. It's not a criticism, it's a fact. Now, that was flattering for the woman, and today the woman would say, amen. The man is here saying, I don't know if I like that or not. Let me think about it. I don't care. We are different. We are not the same. We are the same species. We are of the same kind. We are human. We are mankind. But as a male and a female, we are different. And I love the difference. I don't know about you. If anybody doesn't celebrate the difference, what's wrong with you? Seriously. This is how God made the world. And a woman has certain strengths and weaknesses. A man has certain strengths and weaknesses. And God, in his genius, brings them together so that the one person that they become is the wonderful representation of what God wants for that marriage and for that family. Amen. It's remarkable. I don't know why we fight it. We go against it and we go against success. It's bizarre. Who are you talking to? Who are you married to? Who are you dating? Who do you know under the skin? That's the real person. Who are they? And to do that, you've got to be like that wife, or wife-to-be. She studied her fiancé enough to know he likes fill in the blank. Look, I'm going to confess right now. Men, can I confess for you? I need to work on that in my life. I've been married 40 years coming up this June, 40 years, and I still need to sit down and study and learn about what makes Lisa tick. And I'm confessing that right now to you. This mysterious, this amazing, this difficult, wonderful thing called marriage. And then he uses the word heart. What is that word? You know it. Cardia. The heart. What does it mean in the context? Personality. The person. Persona. Personality. Who you are. Let the hidden person of the reality, the heart. This is a game changer if you think about it. A woman's, what are we talking about? Her attitude. Let it be the attitude of the woman that comes out. Look, you can be wearing the Hope Diamond and Tiffany earrings. You can have a gold thread dress. You can have Dorothy's red ruby shoes, okay? And everybody cares until they get to know you. And none of that stuff helps you, does it? It's wow. You know, wows only last for a moment. Some people live for wows. They go from one relationship to the next, repeatedly, onwardly, always. And they are terrified that somebody might be around them long enough to get to know who they are. You know the old saying back in the 70s, to know me is to love me. Maybe. Maybe. And then he says incorruptible beauty. The word incorruptible beauty is talking about that which cannot be decaying. Listen, it's immortal. This is a beauty of the soul, of who you are, the spirit of you. Please remember that. You're not going to get by on your, look, you're not going to get, if you're good looking, or you think you are, you're not going to get by on that for long. Look around you. Everybody who around you who's old and wrinkled, they used to be like you. As we are now, so thou shalt be like us someday. And what will you have? Will you be a wrinkled, nasty, old man or woman? Or will you be a beautifully tailored by experience saint? What will it be? And we have to make decisions.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
Last night, tucking our granddaughter into bed, I was over there and I prayed for her, and I prayed that prayer. I said, Lord, I just pray right now that Emmy would make decisions that all of her life turn out to be beautiful, because she doesn't have to make bad decisions, God. So cause her to make good decisions. Think of that, if we do that. And the Bible talks about here the word gentle. Gentle simply means gentle, a very sweet. spirit. And then the word quiet spirit. It means to have a spirit of stillness. It means to have a quiet resolve in your heart. It has nothing to do with your personality. You may be very vivacious, or you may be very extroverted, or you may be very, very quiet, or you may be very introverted. It's irrelevant. It's not what he's talking about. He's talking about the inside of you, the waters that flow within you are very still, because the woman is trusting God, living with an unbelieving husband. She's very still now because Jesus is controlling her heart. He's controlling her life. The Bible says in Psalm 46, verse 10, one of my favorite verses in life. It's so awesome. It says, be still and know that I am God. And here's what I love about it. The word know, be still and know that I am God, is the Hebrew word yada, Y-A-D-A, yada. See, what does that matter? It matters big time. Let me read it to you in Hebrew. It says, be still and discover in whatever situation you're in that I'm God. How cool is that? Pastor, I'm married to Bozo. God knows. He's going to help you through that. God's got his sights on Bozo to save him. God's going to use you. He wants the two of you to become one. In body, soul, and spirit. And the Bible says here that it's a very precious thing. A woman who has God's attributes coming out of her because she has spent time with God. She reads her Bible. She loves the Lord. She becomes very precious in her witness. This word means to become, listen to this, it's awesome. It means to become something so valued. It means to be held in high esteem. It means that what cannot be bought is before you. I like this. Watch. It's what cannot be bought is actually before you. Listen, husband, your wife who loves Jesus, you can't buy that. She's standing right in front of you. Appreciate her. Love her. You should so highly esteem her to the level of value. She cannot be purchased. It means to be something so expensive, so priced out of reach. I told you Wednesday night, I shared the flock on Wednesday night. I went to go drop my car off for service at Chino Hills Ford, and I meandered into the showroom floor, which no man ought to go in that part of the world. There should be two angels with flaming swords. And I walked in there and they had, right, I guess it's Mustang month or something, but they've got these Mustangs of all kinds of shapes and flavors, you know, and there's this one, it's black. First of all, it's black. And it looks like it's actually growling at you. It's awesome. And I looked at it. I could have sworn it was talking to me. But anyway, I'm looking at it and I'm just looking, and it's just, the tires have got to be that, oh. And the guy, the salesman goes, can I help you? And I said, no. And I made a comment, like, I'm not allowed to drive a car like this. Oh, I go, no, you don't understand. I'd kill myself. And I couldn't believe it. He said, yeah, how many horsepower this has? And I said, how much? Go ahead and tell me. 800 horses. I said, 800 horses under the hood of this thing. It was a Ford Mustang Shelby limited edition. Right here, down the street. I'm not tempting y'all. I'm just saying. It was so highly esteemed, so out of my reach in value, the sticker on the window was $195,000. Chino Hills Ford. Your wife is worth more than $195,000. I'm telling you right now. The next thing is, when God gets a hold of your marriage, is that he desires this for the two of you, is the fact that we're to love one another every day. Every day. Verse 5 says, for in this manner in former times, the holy women who trusted, there's the key, trusted in God, adorned themselves, being submissive to their own husbands, as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are if you do good and are not afraid with any terror or any torment. So the verse 5 says, for in this manner in former times, women recorded in the Bible. It's a wonderful study if you go look at the women who make up the Bible. It says that what they had in common, like Sarah, is that they adorned themselves with character. They adorned themselves with integrity. They adorned themselves with the things that matter. They ordered their cosmos in such a way that they were absolutely stunning. And they did this in such a way that, remember, they were incorruptible of beauty and gentle and quiet of spirit. And I love that.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio, with his message called When God Gets a Hold of Your Marriage, Part 4. We're glad you took the time to be with us today. You know, this message is part of Pastor Jack's series called Anchored, a Study in 1 Peter. It's a series that takes us through the life and times of the Apostle Peter, whose love for Jesus Christ carried him through some great persecution, and whose compassion for others really does still inspire us today. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio.
Hey everybody, according to Psalm chapter 65, verse 11, the psalmist wrote that may the Lord bless your year with abundance. May your path drip with increase. It's a blessing, Psalm 65, 11. And I just want to talk to you briefly about that. We are still so fresh into a new year that we can almost have forgotten that. Look, from January 1st to today, the news has been so profound and so actually threatening. And I'm coming to you from Southern California, where we are basically burning down, right? So what's the thing? What's the deal? How do I go into this new year? Understand this, my friends, as we go into this new year, more than ever before in life, number one, we've never been this late in the hour of church history. Friends, listen, don't take things in a nonchalant way. Don't take things common. You have never lived this long before. The calendar has never been down the corridors of time as late as it is today. And the fact of the matter is, time is running out. So the issue is this. You want to commit this year to the Lord in a very, very deliberate way. You do not want to be apathetic about that. Having said that, number two, you're going to want to make sure that you give yourself to Bible reading and make it a strong discipline. How about this? What if you were to say to yourself, I am not going to eat food until I read my Bible? I promise you, you will read your Bible because you're going to want to eat food. And that's what I'm asking you to do, to join me in doing that very thing, to read Bible first before I get to the food, to put God first in the day before I put myself or the calendar before the day. And then the third thing is this, worship. Boy, this is a big one, worship. Because first of all, worship, according to Romans 12, verses 1 and 2, worship is our very existence. That's who we are, what we say, what we do. Listen, technically, what I'm doing with you right now, this is an offering of worship to the Lord, because the hope is to draw you closer to Jesus. But how you live your life, what you ingest, what these eyes are allowed to see, is either pagan and worship or it's holy in worship. And to the believer, God wants it to be holy worship. And in that, I want you to consider this as I wrap this up. Your life is to be a life that is expecting God to move and to provide for you this year. You are now committing yourself to put the Word of God first, and then you're going to be a worshiper of God. And you're going to start today. And to do that, I would love to invite you to a little aspect of it. Because most of this, friends, listen, it's between you and God alone. In fact, the true, real you, if you're a believer or not, is proven by your private time with God. Do you have a private time with God? Believers do. People who are going to heaven have got to be taking frequent dosages of heaven before we get there, because we're hooked on heaven. And so, friends, listen, I'm going to invite you to join me at 5 a.m. Pacific time, 5 a.m. Pacific time every day in the year 2025. We've been meeting all these days thus far since January 1st, 5 a.m. Pacific time for 5 minutes. I'll lead you in a prayer. And you're going to be nice to me because I roll out of bed, so to speak, and just come to you live, but we'll pray together. And here's what's fun about it. You can go to #liftdailyprayer, #liftdailyprayer, and you can join us and you can listen and you can post your own prayer in that grand community that has been forming. And together, we can hold each other accountable and we can move forward praying for one another and praying with each other. So stand strong 2025 in the Word and make it your worship. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.